Okay, y'all, welcome back to Black People Love Paramore. Welcome to season 3. This is where we talk about the traditionally quote-unquote unblack things large groups of black people go up for. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches. We're Dio Gotti. I am your host, Sequoia. And today we're chatting about Red Lobster. But before we get into that, I need to tell y'all about some changes that have taken place on this here show. So, Jordan will no longer be joining us as a co-host. He may be a guest every now, you know, sometimes, but he will no longer be a co-host. I will be the sole host of this podcast. And Miss Jewel here, who is on today, I know that was a fan fave and my fave as well, will be a recurring guest host. She won't be on every episode, but listen in, because she's gonna be on some episodes, okay? Jewel, would you like to say anything to the congregation?
I mean, I'm kind of stunned that people want us to argue the way that we argue regularly.
Yeah.
Like, is everybody okay?
Niggas is bored. Niggas is bored. They want this. This is the content they want.
This is literally what we do in the group text anyway. So, you know,
this
I'm
is the
excited.
Day-to-day anyways. If I could just bring this alive, I have a reason to now harass Jewel face-to-face via voice. Because usually I'll just be sending her voice notes harassing her, you know? And now she can respond back in real time to my harassment. It is like a trap. I love it. Oh, I should have put her on contract so I could really have trapped her. I love
this.
Let's
move on.
Let's
move on.
Okay, y'all. We're talking about Red Lobster today. But before we get into that, we have a segment called In My Defense. For those of y'all who are new here or don't remember, because it's been a little bit of time. It's only been a month since the last season ended. But anyways, In My Defense is a segment where we bring one of our controversial opinions and we defend it for y'all. I have one this week. Jewel, do you have a In My Defense this week?
I do. You ready to hear it?
On a level of 1 to 10, how controversial is this In My Defense?
I would say it's not that controversial.
Okay.
I personally think that everyone should feel this way, but
okay. And I feel the same about mine. So I'm gonna go ahead and let yours go first.
I'm sure
gonna
let you're them, wrong.
No, I think that I'm right. I'm gonna let you go first.
So, you know, in the spirit of the Oscars, I'm not talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock because I am tired. But in the spirit of the Oscars, "Be Alive" was not the best Oscar song, and neither was the song by Phineas and Billy.
Whoop. Wait, this is way more controversial than I was expecting. Wait a minute now. Yes, it is now.
Dos Arreguitas. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Now that we don't talk about Bruno, Sam,
it's
please.
Called Encanto.
Please.
And so we're not going to make it seem. And I was already mad because y'all was all complaining and everybody was mad because we don't talk about Bruno didn't get nominated. Dos Arreguitas is the girl. Okay. Two Caterpillars is the song. That's the.
On that. What's that movie? Encanto? You talk. That's what that is? Encanto?
Have you seen Encanto?
No.
And so this is why. Mm-hmm. This is like, this Dos Arreguitas is, it translates to two caterpillars. And it's basically like, it's like the lifeblood of the you know, of the movie. Because it's when everything starts to come together, when everything starts to make sense, where the plots all kind of come to a head. That's
okay.
This song, where it's like, I'm explaining to you why this family has generational trauma and generational issues.
Is that what Encanto was about?
No, wait a
minute. Okay. I thought Encanto was just a child's movie. You know, something like giving Finding Nemo, you know, something cute for the girls.
Encanto is about generational trauma.
Oh, so maybe I should watch it.
You probably
see,
should.
See, nobody told me nothing. Nobody be telling me nothing. Y'all just doing stuff and not telling me nothing.
It's about the ways in which trauma in one generation, so Abuelita's trauma, how she kind of inflicts harm and, you know, trauma on the next generations in an effort to, like, you know, people traumatize and go to therapy. And
wow.
Then they be putting their baggage on you.
Wow. Wait, no, I'll watch this shit tonight. I'm reading
a
book.
I watched it twice.
Yeah. I'm reading a book about, have you ever read What Happened to You by Oprah?
No.
And okay, Dr. Perry, I want to say it's pretty much like the neuroscience behind trauma and like how it actually affects your brain, the
By
way
Oprah?
Your brain develops. it's actually by a neuroscientist turned psychologist, and Oprah is interviewing them for the book. You know what I mean? So it's like an interview setup, whatever. It's phenomenal, Jewel. I'm telling you, 10 out of fucking 10 stars. It's crazy. I reference that shit every day in conversation. I know niggas is sick of me. I know my friends are like, girl, you really think that you know some shit now that you read this little book? I do though. But I tell do me, now. I now y'all can't tell me nothing. Now that I know all this, I'm like, damn, trauma really affects like goddamn everything. So I will watch that.
You have to watch
tonight.
It
tonight.
Now, what I will say is that the song that I'm talking about that got nominated for an Oscar and lost tragically. Okay, that song it gives a little more empathy. You know, people who are traumatized, they go on to like traumatize other people. Whatever. I got less empathy. Nana, you done had time. You could have took your ass to therapy.
Stop.
Or you could have talked to somebody. You could have did some, Nana. I don't want to hear it. This personally.
This is true.
But it's a cute little bop song. And do I send voicemails to my song singing, butchering the Spanish, the Espanol of that song? Of me singing Dos Arequitas? Oh my God.
You know what? I think that we deserve a little bit of a sample right now.
And I think I knew that you were going to do it, and so I won't be doing that. You know, the sinuses are still draining.
Wow. Now niggas trying to use their sickness.
But that's the song, and I know it in Spanish, and I know it in English. And so that is my controversy.
You learn the songs in Spanish and English, Jewel.
That is
and
my
you won't even give us a little
opinion.
Piece of none
not
of
one,
them? You won't give us a little
not a little
inkling?
Piece of nothing. Not nothing. But I can't wait for you to watch it. And that is my controversial opinion, is that that was the best song in the category and not
okay.
Be Alive.
And wait, which one won? Did Beyonce win?
No. Billy and
Oh,
Phineas,
Phineas and
won.
Billy won. I did see that. Very interesting.
Okay, sure. I mean, I like Beyonce's performance. I just, Be Alive doesn't do anything for me. I'm sorry.
I had never heard that song before I watched the Oscars. And I was watching with my friend Ryan, and he was like, girl, you've never heard this? I'm like, when would I have heard it? Like,
now tell me, who, ask Ryan if he be bopping down the street to Be Alive. Don't nobody
to
bop
Be
down
Alive. It. Nobody bopping to that. It gave powerful. It felt very powerful when I was watching. I was like, okay, like, this
it's
is cute.
It's a nice
like,
song.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm not going to, you know.
It ain't the Lion King soundtrack.
It's not. It's very much not.
So that's that.
I have in my defense, I was going to talk about Will Smith and Chris Rock, but the Twitter discourse is already extensive enough. I feel like you niggas can probably guess what I think about it. So I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm scared.
I'm going to
you're not
going to
do it. Okay.
I'm going to
go
in a different direction altogether. I feel like people are really sleep. I just feel like Sweetie is on to something with her food preferences. I just think that Sweetie is on to something with her food preferences is that she's correct. She put ranch on top of spaghetti. And I also put ranch on top of spaghetti in my free time. And it's top notch, top tier, A1, delicious. And
are you
can't
okay?
convince me. And you can't convince me that all of you bitches would not love it should you taste it yourselves. So next time I come to Atlanta, Jewel, I'm gonna go ahead and have you make some spaghetti, and I'll bring the ranch. That'll be my contribution to dinner, and then I'll put it on top or in the whole pot of spaghetti, and then we can eat it, and I think it'll be great.
Are you being serious?
I'm being very serious.
Here's the thing. See, and I have a very controversial food take, and I was going to bring it on here, but my boyfriend and my friends have told me never to speak it out loud in public because it is very embarrassing to them. I quite frankly don't care, and I won't be telling it. But what I'm stunned by for you and Sweetie is that y'all hear the nasty shit that y'all be eating, and y'all have no shame. There's no hesitation in you to share that. I'm not that appalled by spaghetti and ranch, but I feel like that's not the most controversial thing that you like. And I want to know the most controversial. I want to dig into it. Go on. What else do you be putting together, Sequoia?
I like a candy cane shoved in a pickle.
Huh?
A candy cane. You shove
no,
it up
Sequoia,
there.
Cause no.
Yeah.
How did you even decide? Like, at what was the scenario in which you were sitting there with a candy cane? And you were sitting there with a pickle, dry pickle juice, and you was like,
"I thought everybody did that. It's something
what
I always
was the,
did."
Rock me through the framing in your mind when you decided to merge the two.
I don't know. I thought everybody did that. I thought it was.
Did somebody recommend it to you, or did you make it up?
Like a lollipop. I thought it was like a lollipop. You know, you take the candy, you put a pick on top, you take the candy cane, okay, so what you gotta do is you gotta take the tip of the candy cane and whittle it down to a point with your mouth. You gotta suck on it.
So now you're double dipping.
Yeah.
I hope you pour this pickle juice into a cup.
Ain't no pickle juice. I'm putting it in the pickle.
Sequoia, don't say nothing else to me. Sequoia.
So you whittle the candy cane into a point, and then you shove it in the pickle in the long ways, and then you bite the pickle and suck on the candy cane in the middle.
So walk me through. Garrick, family member, friend, somebody is sitting next to you when you do this, and what is the reaction?
So embarrassing. I've never done it in front of anybody because people act really crazy behind it.
But you're comfortable saying it out loud.
Yeah. I try to eat pickles around Garrick and he act like I'm trying to kill him. He don't like pickles. He'd be like, he like pickles on things. He's like, I can't believe you just take a pickle out and eat it. Yeah, nigga. What? I'm confused. What are you confused about? So yeah, I put a little candy cane in there too, and it's delicious.
Okay. Well, anyway, and so
so that was my controversial take. My defense is that ranch and spaghetti is delicious. And that's that on that.
Whatever. I don't put ranch on spaghetti, but I in my mind, ranch and spaghetti probably comes from because people eat side salads with spaghetti. And then the side salad ranch just kind of touch the spaghetti. And you're like, okay, this go together. And you just kind of whatever. Like, I come from very country families, as you know. And my family, if it's on the plate, it's just now it's all one and we just gonna eat it up like that. So like that, I'm not appalled by it. Right. I just think that you and Sweetie should, I don't want to say it's a lack of decorum, but I do think that is a lack of, I do think it's a lack of, like you're being a little too transparent and maybe you should bring it back. Like, I think
not
you need to have
decorum.
I do think you need to have a little more shame in your life.
Ain't no shame over here, baby. We good.
You know when women tweet things that they be doing for men and the people in the comments be like, I'd rather count all the grains of sand in the ocean.
Why would you bring this up? Because, okay, I was going through my fucking time hop this
week. You did some embarrassing?
I was always doing some fucking embarrassing shit. Like, literally, it was so consistent. I was just tweeting like, I don't even remember. I was so embarrassed. I wanted to quote tweet something with that meme of that girl being like, stand up. I wanted to quote tweet one of my old tweets of me being embarrassing with like that stand up girl. And I realized that they were too embarrassing to even bring back, which I don't often feel. I don't even often feel that. I searched boyfriend. I searched boyfriend in my handle and I was like, oh my fucking God.
Did you delete them?
No, I did not. I was like, I am the most cringe person I have ever seen. Mind you, I've been on Twitter since 2011, y'all. It has been 11 long. Not Jewel going to her computer immediately. I know y'all can hear this typing right now. I know she can hear this typing right now. The Jewel's going to look for this shit immediately.
Okay. It's the way that I'm.
I said, oh my God, all of this is so bad. So,
okay,
yeah.
Let's see.
Stand up, sweetheart. The more recent ones
to the
is
bottom.
Good.
Yeah,
the more recent ones is good.
I don't want the new ones. I want the old. I want the old.
Them old ones when I was dating that boy for 5 years? God damn.
Sequoia. But why didn't you delete them? Like, why would you leave them up?
Because that's who I was. That's who I was.
Okay, excuse me. It would be in hashtag OOMF, one of my followers' best interests, not
this is the one
swimming shit. And stay away from my boyfriend, Angel
oh
my Emoji.
God. Oh my God. Bitch. If you was worried about bitches and your nigga, you should have, you know what? Oh my God. I was so good. I couldn't even bring none of these back. I couldn't even accurately read quote tweet things. I was like, what the fuck was that?
It's one about you having a white boyfriend. Oh, this is it says ex. I thought it said boyfriend because I was gonna clown on you. So never mind.
Oh my God. But no, that's the one. The one that you read is definitely the one where I was like, girl, what the fuck?
And do you see how God works, how I scroll right to it? Because apparently you tweeted about boyfriends a lot, but it's the way that I scrolled right to it.
Knew the exact
one. That's incredible.
One. talking about one of my followers needs to stay away from my boyfriend. Girl, nobody wants you. Nobody wants
you. So I did this once. I did this once. And I don't know if I told you that the girl that I was beefing with is my current boyfriend's cousin.
You did tell me that. Wild. Yeah.
I tweeted her. And the funny thing is she has her name was the same name as like a very random reality TV person, like a contestant from like a show a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so when I tweeted her full name, because I didn't just say one of my followers, I tweeted her full name.
Why did you tweet her full name? Why did you do
and
that?
And when I tweeted her full name, it showed up in my Google, like, because I get Google, what's it called? Google alerts on myself. It showed up as like Google alerts.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That I was beefing and what was you with doing? This girl. I was telling her she needed to come. He wasn't my nigga no more. He had left me for her.
Oh my
but
God.
But I was just like, well, girl, you already got him. Leave me alone. This was in high school. This was in my youth. But I was like, already got him. Why are y'all tormenting me? Take him and go. And so I was embarrassing. Stand up.
Oh my God. Stand
up. So then for like two years, I had to work on trying to get my Google SEO to like drag that to the bottom. Cause drag it was like the first, it was like the first thing that came up when you Google my name.
Oh my God. This is why, you know what? I was just saying to Garrick, kids all go through the dumb teenage years. And now ours are cemented on the internet. Our dumb teenage shit is permanent on the internet.
This is true, but you're not even making an effort. Like, I deleted my tweets because I've been on Twitter
since.
I'll
leave my bad ones. The ones where I'm embarrassing myself, I'll leave it. But if I'm ever stupid, I'll delete it.
Sequoia, I've been on Twitter since 2009. I was on Twitter in the 10th grade. And the reason I got on Twitter, because the same boyfriend had broken up with me to be with the girl. And I was heartbroken. And I couldn't post about it on Facebook because everybody was on Facebook. So I got me a Twitter so I could post about my heartbreak on Twitter. And then everybody came over there to Twitter. And I said, this is my safe space.
Oh, no.
Nobody needed my sad girl tweets of 2009. Nobody needed that.
I did need those.
No one needed that. And so, yes, when I graduated college, I said, there is nothing that I have said beyond this before 2014 that needs to exist on the web.
That's very fair. I have deleted large chunks of my Twitter, but not the really old stuff. It's been like chunks in the middle, like between like 2014 and 2016 don't exist on my Twitter. I don't know. I tried to delete my whole Twitter and it just did that.
I can guarantee you that there was some foolishness you said in 2011 that should go.
It was really embarrassing. Moving on past my embarrassing foolishness. A song of the week. A song of the week. I brought a song of the week. What you bring, Jewel?
I've been trying to figure out who sing this song, but I know the name of it.
You don't have Google, Jewel?
Okay, I got it. It was by Calvin Harris and the Disciples. But the reason it wasn't coming up before is because I Googled How Deep Is Your Love and it was bringing up the Bee Gees song.
Of course,
and I said, that's
right.
Not what I'm looking for.
Are you talking about How Deep Is Your Love? Is that song?
Yeah, that's a cute little bop. And I
that
feel
is
like
a good one.
It got a bad rap on TikTok because everybody was using that as an example of how white people dance to music versus how black people
were.
Dance. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
All of this. Yeah.
That looked like, I don't know what that was, but it got a bad rap on TikTok because people were using that to show how white people dance to music versus how black people dance. But I was watching Bridgerton season 2 and they use, you know, Shonda, they like do orchestral versions of like popular songs on that show.
I didn't, but okay.
Have you ever, you never seen Bridgerton?
Mm-mm.
You're not missing much. Anyway, because it's set back in the Durham day, they use like orchestral versions of modern songs.
Okay.
So they did an orchestral version of How Deep Is Your Love for one of the like big scenes.
I imagine that's kind of fire.
I'm not going to lie. The orchestral versions of most of the, they did one of Wildest Dreams by my girl, Taylor Swift.
I'm about to say, I've never heard of that song. That's why.
Anyway, they do orchestral versions of a lot of songs and they're actually pretty fire. When I was watching it last night, it reminded me of like, this song is actually a bop in general. And so, yeah, that's my song.
That's a good one. Okay. I'll definitely have that one. That is a prime white bop. That's good. This is one of the girls that spawned the girls of today. This is one of the girls who is being understated in her influence in these girls today. Her name is Miss Tove Lo. And the song is called
Oh,
Habit.
My girl.
Okay, right. The song is called Habits. Gotta stay high all the time.
I like Tablo a lot.
She's great.
She was one of the girlies that was a songwriter long before she was a singer herself. And so her songs are just prime bops. They're very just well-made pop songs. She has a song called Cool Girl that is inspired by my favorite monologue from my girl, Amazing Amy, of Gone Girl.
What never is seen that Gone laugh? Girl? No.
You ain't never seen Gone Girl?
No.
What do you be watching?
I don't watch not damn movies. I
do
watch
you know what
shows.
Gone Girl is about?
A girl that is gone and missing?
Okay. Gone Girl. Gone Girl is a movie basically about this girl. I cannot spoil it, or are you gonna be mad?
You can spoil it for me. Just tell the people that you're spoiling it.
Spoiler alert, people. Gone Girl came out a long time ago. Please move on. Gone Girl is basically this movie. There's this girl, her name is Amy. Her parents wrote these like childhood books about her called Amazing Amy. And they were like inspired by her. Anyway, she got money in her trust fund from that shit.
Okay.
She meets this guy who's a writer. They start dating, perfect love, blah, 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 blah. His family dies and he gets laid off and they move back to his hometown. Because they were like in New York living a nice life.
Okay.
He gets laid off. His family dies. They move back to New York with her trust fund money. With her trust fund money to take care of her mama because her mama got his mama got cancer or some shit. He opens up a bar. Some of this is with her trust fund money. Like a lot of this is they're living off of her money by now.
Okay.
He opens up a bar with his twin sister. And he becomes a professor, all of this shit. One day, he comes home on their anniversary. She's gone missing. And she's left some clues.
Mm.
Like, and the police are like, oh, these are clues to her. Like, they think she's dead. These are clues to her murder. But every year, they do, like, a scavenger hunt for their anniversary. So he's like, no, this was just a scavenger hunt for our anniversary. Come to find out, the nigga was cheating with one of his students. She found out, faked her disappearance and death. To get back at him.
Period. Period. Absolutely. That's my type of carrying on.
And went on a run.
Yes. Yes.
And I said, now, Amy, you took it a bit too far because she was trying to get this man a death penalty. I said, Amy, you took it a wee bit too far. Neil Patrick Harris along the way dies.
Stop.
She took it too far. But did I understand the sentiment?
Hell yes. Yeah. Hell yeah.
But did she take it too far? Yes. Anyway, in the midst of this, there's this monologue about Cool Girl. And she's like, for the longest, I was a cool girl for my husband. Like, I gave him head whenever he wanted to. I played video games. I, like, shaved every week. Like, you know, like, my legs were always
none
smooth.
Of that.
All of this.
Nah.
Like, she goes through this whole list of, like, the ways in which she was, like, the perfect girlfriend and the ways in which he didn't appreciate none of it.
Wow.
Anyway, Tablo has a song called Cool Girl that's basically based off of that monologue. It's
wow.
like one of my favorite monologues in that movie. You gotta watch it.
Wait.
And then you gotta listen to Tublo's Cool Girl.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting my cultural everything from Jewel now.
It's
yeah.
Nice.
That's crazy. I'm definitely gonna have to watch that.
Cause you feel it. You're like, dang, you was doing all this, sis.
And this nigga don't need was cheating with a student.
With a little teeny bopper.
Oh my God. Oh, men are so trifling.
Trifling.
Oh,
like, are you okay?
It's so trifling. What is
What's
wrong?
Why would you behave this way? Like, I still contend that Amy could have just got the bar shut down and took her money back or something. She didn't need to go that far, but I do understand the revenge plot.
When they go low,
when
we
y'all
go
low,
lower.
We go lower.
We go lower. ain't no take the money back, bitch, because you know I can do that.
Babe.
That's too easy.
Go,
you knew that was coming. You knew that if you got caught, so you probably prepared for me to take the money back because you know you're doing wrong. You know you probably got a little bit of cash stash in the back because you know that if you get caught up, you're going to have somewhere to go. I can't even do that. I'm going to fucking get you framed and you're getting the death penalty, okay? It's going to be on you, okay? Right.
Since
you
wasn't playing
me. You know how Beyonce said, how does it feel now that you've killed me? Period.
To the gallows.
How does it feel?
To the gallows.
To the gallows.
So anyway, I say all that to say Tablo is my girl.
Okay.
The way she just be taking inspirations from everywhere. We love her.
Wow. Wait, that is such good pop. That is such a good pop reference. That is so,
it's
good.
So good.
Wow, new respect. Okay. I didn't even know Tablo liked that. I just know this one song. Now I'm gonna have to pay attention to her. I'm gonna let her dive in her discography because clearly she got some substance to her. Okay. I wonder if Tablo likes Red Lobster because that is the main topic of today.
Oh, no.
I imagine she does. If she has tastes like that, you know what I mean? She probably does also like Red Lobster, so.
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
You like Red Lobster, Sequoia?
I'm confused. You don't like it?
I'm just curious.
Oh.
I want your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. It's tasty.
You first.
It's primarily fried, and I like that often. And delectable. And seafood.
Red Lobster like is delectable?
Red Lobster tasty to me.
Is that the
like
word
me.
You meant to use? You meant to say Red Lobster was delectable.
That's what I said. Yes, that's what I
okay.
said.
Okay.
It's delectable and just high, you know, high end. And
what you be ordering when you go to Red Lobster?
So I have my menu order right here, actually. I'll pull that bitch right up. Now, they have had some new additions since the last time I've been to Red Lobster. I haven't been to Red Lobster probably in like a decade, y'all. I haven't been to a Red Lobster
and
in
you
like
sitting here talking about it's delectable. Sequoia, shut up. Don't say nothing else. Sequoia, don't say another word. Because you see what I'm saying? Not you over here caping for somebody. You ain't gave them your money in a decade.
At all. I ain't been to Red Lobster in a decade.
And if we're being honest about it, a decade ago, it wasn't your money when you was going to Red
you
Lobster.
You goddamn right. I ain't never spent a dollar in Red Lobster. My money, you damn right.
I want to move on.
So here's my order. So they have a new menu item. They have clam chowder. I am a clam chowder girl, a clam chowder stan. New England clam chowder, I live and die by that soup. It's nothing y'all can tell me about clam chowder. They have New England clam chowder. The way that when I saw that today, when I was researching for this episode, and I went on DoorDash to see if they delivered Red Lobster to me today, trying to get that clam chowder to see if it hit. Yeah. So I'm going to start off with a little soup. I'm going to start off with clam chowder.
Canned clam chowder from Red Lobster?
Don't say that. You don't know if they can it. You don't know what they do. You don't know what
you
they
know
do.
That they wasn't up there short. Okay, go on.
You don't know what they do to the clam chowder. Okay. Secondly, the popcorn shrimp. Give me a little popcorn shrimp after I finish off my little cup of clam chowder. Give me a little popcorn shrimp. I'll definitely have that. I'll take some ketchup on the side, maybe a little hot sauce in the ketchup. Mix it around just to give the little ketchup a little bit of oomph. Delicious. I'll have that. And then I'm going to have, as my main course, garlic shrimp scampi. Garlic shrimp scampi is delectable. I'm a garlic girl as well. I love garlic. All things garlic. I'll always have it. And then to finish it off, I'm going to have some Cheddar Bay biscuits. But the thing about the Cheddar Bay biscuits is I don't like cheese, and so I'm going to pull the cheddar out. I'm going to pull the little pieces of cheddar. I'm
going to
pull the little pieces of cheddar out of the biscuit and eat around it, but the Cheddar Bay biscuit hits. So that's my
meal. Grow up.
No, I won't. No.
Here's the thing, because you sit here talking about, I don't know if a Red Lobster's New England clam chowder is canned or not. I have made clam chowder. It is a very labor intensive meal to prepare. And I know for a fact that them niggas are not in the back of Red Lobster doing all that to make your clam chowder.
Why would you say that? You don't know what the chef in the back of clam chowder of Red Lobster is doing. It's probably the fresh clams. They probably in the back.
And this is no shade. This is no shade to nobody that work at the Red Lobster. I am not minimizing your roles as chef, as cook. It's no disrespect. However, what I do know, okay, you should be ashamed of yourself. The best thing on that menu, the best thing on that menu is the Cheddar Bay biscuits, and you done fucked them up. The second best thing on the menu is the mozzarella sticks, so you don't eat cheese, so you're not going to eat them.
I love mozzarella sticks. I just take the cheese out and eat the bread with the marinara sauce.
I literally am about to leave the studio. Like, there's a red button at the bottom that says leave the studio, and I'm about to press it because now you're pissing me off because that makes no sense, Aquia.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
You like cheese sticks, sub the cheese.
Yes, I like the breading around the cheese stick, and so I peel the breading off. Sometimes I'll just, you know how on a crab leg, when you crack it open, and sometimes you get the whole piece of meat in one swoop? That's what I do with cheese sticks. I just take the cheese out, hopefully in one swoop, and I just have a whole bread stick left, and then I dip it in either ranch or marinara sauce, and then I eat it.
You don't think delicious. That's embarrassing? Why would you put ranch on a cheese stick?
Embarrassing for who, babe?
Ask yourself why you would put cheese sticks in ranch.
I'm not embarrassed at all. I'm having a good time with my cheeseless cheese stick and my ranch. And you know what? In fact, you can even fill it with ranch instead of mozzarella. And then I'll put the marinara sauce as a dipping side. It is delicious. Wow. I actually should create that fried ranch. That's what that is. Wow.
Wow. First of all, ranch is kept cold. And you think that you're going to fry it? And
ranch just kept cold for who?
My stomach hurts.
Maybe you should get some lactate, babe.
Because now you're talking about putting ranch dressing in the fryer. My stomach hurts.
What's the problem?
Your stomach don't hurt?
No, my stomach is having a good time. My stomach is like, yeah, bring that here.
Are you a troll? Because, like, there's no way that you genuinely, there's no way that you're being dead serious in this conversation. There's no way that you want to convince me that you take the cheese out of cheese sticks and just eat the bread.
I do exactly that. One time I made my dad after work, my dad had a really labor intensive job. I made him after work go find me some cheese sticks because I was craving it real hard and bring it home from work, only to snatch the cheese out them bitches and dunk it in marinara sauce. He was sick. He didn't appreciate it. But I did. I appreciated the labor to go get my cheese stick.
It's a wonder that you have any friends, family, a loved one. Because the things that you put people through,
What are you talking about? That's the same as like labor of love. You said clam chowder is labor intensive. And so I thought that was you saying that you would make it for me. And I think it's essentially the same type of concept. You have labors of love for those.
I would make New England clam chowder for you.
That's what I heard you say.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to see if that's what I said.
Next time you come over,
we gonna confirm or deny if that's what I said.
That's what I had thought that you said. So maybe I was wrong. But okay, but I want to know your order. What's your Red Lobster order since you know everything with your degree? You said Cheddar Bay biscuits. Black people love a good biscuit, and Popeyes and Red Lobster do biscuits well. Have you ever had biscuits with breakfast?
Of course, I'm black from exactly. The South. What are exactly. You talking about?
Exactly.
Y'all don't be eating biscuits with breakfast all the time in California?
Not all the time. I have it, but not all the time, no. And I put syrup on it, you know, do a little dunk in the syrup, and it's delicious. And I love it.
Not you acting like this is a novelty.
Excuse me? Okay, so when I try to tell you, hold on. So when I try to tell you about pickles with...
That's not the same thing as a biscuit with syrup, Sequoia.
How is it different?
What do you mean, how is it different?
How is it different? Because it's two things that don't go together. You see how sometimes people put Kool-Aid with their pickles. So how is it different?
I want to know what people.
So you ain't never had Kool-Aid with pickles either.
I don't do that.
So you're not ghetto. You're just Southern. Anyways.
I want to, for the record, do you see how I didn't say nothing? You see how she just assigned all them labels to herself? Because I ain't said a word. I'm okay. Not up here.
Hey, I'm okay with it. Okay, I'm okay with where I land.
I feel like there are some more controversial food takes that you have, and I want to know what they are. I think you're holding back. I think you can always tell us more.
I think that you can always sing on the podcast, but you don't be doing that. Why would I degrade myself for you?
One of us, as per the fact that we refuse to delete our childhood tweets, is okay with looking like a clown on the internet, and one of us is not.
That's true. And that's true. Yeah.
One of us cares about their public image, and one of us is like, my public image is clowning.
And you're going to get what you get, and that's it. So I'm not seeing a problem. But anyways, biscuits seem to be the determining factor on whether the success of a Black marketed restaurant takes hold.
Oh my God.
CC Popeyes, CC Red Lobsters. I had a question for you, but now I feel like I already know the answer because you have disparaged Red Lobster so heavily that I feel like I don't even have to ask the question. I was going to say, do you prefer Papa Dough or Red Lobster?
Girl, now you know the darn answer. Now you just being disrespectful. You know I love me some Papa Dough.
You love you some Papa Dough. And me too.
And you know what? I haven't been to Papa Dough in a while because nobody loves me enough to take me.
Do you need to continue getting that off your chest or?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's just interesting because I've expressed to a lot of people in my life, you, friends, family, you know, et cetera, that I love Papa Dough.
Well,
and that and that I desire to go to Papa Dough. As a matter of fact, I date somebody who lives near a Papa Dough.
But niggas get shot in the parking lot. So
he won't take me because he said I'd be shooting over there.
Niggas get shot in the parking lot at a Papa Dough he lived by. So
my name is Tom Buck, and this is the Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I said, that's a lot, but I did go by there one time and there was a guard with his gun out in the parking lot.
But you want him to risk your life so you can eat some sausage and some shrimp.
Yes. Correct. What do you mean, Papa Dough slaps? Like, and I'm okay if you say, like, you know, the one over near me is a little fantastic. Let's go to the one across town. I'm okay with that. They got a Papa Dough in Gwinnett we can go to.
You want him to drive to Gwinnett?
Are you saying I'm not worth driving to Gwinnett?
Well, I didn't say none of that. You see how you are.
I'm just trying to figure out, am I not worth a drive? Am I not worth sacrificing a few little bullets?
Oh, wow. A little ricochet. You're going to take that up with et cetera, because I don't know.
Am I not?
You're going to take that up.
Not et cetera. Not et cetera. Am I not worth sacrificing a little ricochet for my happiness?
A ricochet bullet, babe?
Just like a little flesh wound for my happiness, for my contentment.
I don't know, for me to get a cup of gumbo,
for me to get, you know, some fried shrimp. Some fried fish.
See, now, if you wanted some fried shrimp and some fried fish and that's it, Red Lobster is right up the block.
Girl, I done ran into Stevie J and Jocelyn at Red Lobster. You're not finna convince me that that's any less ghetto and less ratchet than Papa Dough. So,
oh, no, not Stevie J and Jocelyn at the Red Lobster.
And if I'm gonna get shot, I'm gonna get shot Papa Dough, not Red Lobster. And my obituary is not gonna be she went out at the Red Lobster. Now, if she went out at the Papa Dough, that's okay. I'm okay with that being my legacy. But I'm not okay with Red Lobster being the way that I go out.
That's okay. You know what? I believe you on that. And you know what?
I just want y'all to think about it because I turn 30 later this year. And like maybe you all want to come together and plan an extravaganza for me at Papa Dough.
Why? I thought you were turning 29 this year. You turned 30?
I don't know why you thought that because I turned 29 last year.
I swear I asked you at the beginning of this year, is this the year you turn 30? And you said no.
Sequoia, I turned 29 last year.
So you lied to me.
Well, we never had this conversation.
You lied.
So anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, so I turned 30 this year. So if anybody wants to come together and plan a birthday 30-year-old. That sounds a really ratchet, but if anybody wants to come together and plan a 30th extravaganza for me at Papado.
Okay. Okay. And we're turning 30 in Libra season. That's Jewel season. Come on season.
Now. October.
October Libra. We have an October Libra among us. Okay. Drake is a Scorpio. Anyways. Moving on. Great. I will talk to Etcetera about getting the Papado 30th birthday extravaganza popping for the girls. And, you know, I'll get back to you.
He's going
to
say, let me know where to send my check.
Because I won't be in attendance, but.
Let me know where to send my check. I hope y'all have a good time.
And I will let him know where to send his check. And it's going to be the check for the whole table. Whole table eating. Yeah, if you can send us a check for about $600, that probably
good. Also, since you don't want to come. Yeah. Run it then.
And I don't have no problem with that. If that's how it works for him, that's how it works. Period.
I'm done. Go on, Sequoia. Move on.
Okay, I'm moving on. Lyrics. It's so many lyrics with Red Lobster in it. Beyonce obviously has Most Notorious one. The lyric in question is, when he fucked me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster because I slay. And then she repeats it again. When he fucked me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster. Because I slay. Red Lobster sales jumped by 33% when Beyonce said
that. Why did you have to come with stats?
Yeah. And so what I'm just saying is, if Beyonce like Red Lobster, why can't you like it? What's the problem?
Beyonce don't eat at Red Lobster.
So you hate Beyonce?
Beyonce said, what's a line that I could give for everyone to think that I'm every woman? So everybody could think that I am an everyday girl.
That I'm like the rest.
And Red Lobster was the first thing that came to mind. If we was to pull the Amex, the black card or whatever, I don't know what the rich people cards look like. If we was to pull it and type in Red Lobster in the search, I bet nothing would come up because there have been no transactions. She does not go to Red Lobster.
Now, if we did get the Amex and we typed it in, and she ate that shit once a week, you gonna reconsider Red Lobster?
No, because Beyonce also eats Popeyes all the time. So, like, you know.
You don't like Popeyes?
I don't dislike Popeyes, but I'm not going to eat it as
well. Oh, it's giving anti-black.
I like Popeyes, and I love to dip. Now, here's my controversial food take. I order two legs with a side of fries, an extra side of rice and beans. And then I take the rice and beans, and instead of using a fork, I dip the fries.
I do that. I do that exact thing.
Boss.
Exact thing.
It's so good, it's right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Yeah. It's so
yeah. Know me.
Good.
Know me. Now, that's what I do at Popeyes. Yeah.
I'm having stress. I'm going to need to get Popeyes or Red Lobster tonight.
Yeah. Run me some fries. Dip it in the... Use that as the scoop up the red beans and rice. Know me. Yeah.
Delicious. Incredible. Okay, so think that you
I
are...
I do like Popeyes.
Okay, but you're too good for Red Lobster and you hate Beyonce. That's fine. Moving on to the next song.
What I'm saying?
Feds Are Watching by 2 Chainz. Who is the person that mentions this? Rick Ross says... Nope, it's not Rick Ross.
Say the line and I'll tell you who said it.
You're not going to know, are she you?
Know. Sequoia, what's the line?
Oh, it's 2 Chainz. Okay, he says, I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, Red Lobster. And she brainwashed, yeah, head doctor.
No, I wouldn't have got that one.
Right, now, exactly.
But I did last time. Last time you said something and I corrected you because you said Rihanna said
that's
it.
True.
And it was
that's true. Jeezy. You did do that. Okay, I'm glad you had that. So, boom, that's another one. We got Beyonce and 2 Chainz now. That's who Jewel is too good for. And then Omarion on his song Know You Better, he has a feature from Rick Ross on the remix, and they say, or Rick Ross says, oh my God, now me getting all these people wrong. Jeans needs to put who said it on the thing real quick.
You embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not. Okay, who is it?
Yes, you are.
Who said this? No, Rick Ross said it on the
this
other
is crazy.
Song. Stop. Oh, it was a Pusha T. And Pusha T says, these niggas on the same shit, Red Lobster, Red Bottom, selling dope, don't think. Next thing, Fez got him.
Got it.
So Pusha T also think he too good for Red Lobster. You and Pusha T in the same boat in that way.
I think that you are, first of all, you keep putting words to me and Pusha T, but I'm being Pusha T in my business. I told you before Granny died, I went to Red Lobster once a year. That is one more than you have gone in the past decade.
Oh, not the drag. Not the drag. Hold on. I don't go to Red Lobster because Red Lobster doesn't like non-Black. And I live in a non-Black space in Los Angeles. And so it's not accessible to me. And that's not my fault.
Oh, so you don't live in a Black community?
No. Hmm. Yeah, it's real mute. It's real quiet out here now. That's what I thought.
I don't like you.
Moving on to the next lyric, Waka Flocka Flame and Oh Let's Do It remix.
Sequoia!
It's Rick
Sequoia,
Ross.
Please!
It's Rick Ross! He said, took my bitch to Red Lobster. I can't feed no friends, ho. Bitch, I'm on this high horse. Jewels I rock, I die for.
Dude, the way you just butchered that cadence, do you not know Ola do it?
I do know Ola do it.
I'm not so sure.
I know it.
I love Waka. If I ran into Waka at Red Lobster, I would be happy.
He does seem great. Waka Flocka Flame actually does seem great. I know his mom.
Did I tell you when I was?
But he seems great.
When I got dragged that time by them people on the internet because they were mad because I told them that their website wasn't credible, Waka Flocka DM'd me and was like, stay up, queen.
Wow. Waka, if you want to come be on our show, we'd love to have
Waka.
You.
Waka.
Come clear up.
Thank you, Waka. Oh,
wow, he seems like, he actually
that
seems
just
like.
Was so kind.
A nice man with head on his shoulders. He said he left rap because he wasn't good at it. He was like, I just feel like I wasn't adding nothing to it. And I left. Like, we love a self-aware
Waka
king.
Flocka is funny as hell.
Yeah. He seems
great. I like that about him.
He seems great. I do like that about him. There was one other thing that was... Yes. White people boycotting Red Lobster because they thought it was racist.
Oh, no.
White people boycotting Red Lobster because they thought it was racist due to Beyonce.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I figured this had something to do with Beyonce.
Yeah, it has to do with Beyonce. So white people decided they wasn't going no more because Beyonce said it during her...
Because of Formation?
Yep.
Well, that's just a leap. Like, getting mentioned in a song...
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand that. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I saw a headline. I saw the headline.
Sequoia, like, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I didn't read the article, so I can't tell you make it make sense. I just saw the headline.
Okay, I'm done. Good night. Good night. All right, Joe Rogan. Here you go out here with a podcast and ain't listen to nothing.
No.
Misinformation.
No, that's what the headline said. It said white people boycotting Red Lobster due to Beyonce. And I said, well.
I mean, I want to be surprised. But
I'm not surprised
today
at all.
I saw a tweet where somebody said, what if Will Smith had slapped Bob, is it Sagan? What's the one that died?
Saget.
Danny Tanner. Yes. What if Will Smith had slapped Danny Tanner and he fell and hit his head and had a brain bleed and
I
died?
Saw that fucking tweet.
Is this funny now? And I was like, the lens
the internet,
to which
the internet.
You people go, what if he had slapped Betty White and she fell and
I
died?
I saw that
and
one.
I'm just like,
I saw that one. They said, what
the
Lil Nas X, you see Lil Nas X tweet?
What did he say?
What if Will Smith had a time machine, went back in time, slapped a baby Harriet Tubman, for good reason, might I add, and she died on the spot and therefore never freed the slaves? Is that funny now?
I love Lil Nas X so much.
Oh my God.
Because he is nothing but a clown.
A troll. A big, big troll.
Because I'm just like, when you heard it and you was like, Bob Saget, like, at no point in your brain were you like,
Like, I thought that was a joke.
Idea.
I saw that tweet and I thought that was a joke. And then I started realizing that it wasn't a joke and that somebody was dead ass that if he had slapped Bob Saget, it would be a problem. What the fuck do y'all be on the internet talking about? Please, what do y'all be talking about on the internet? Because I thought it was a joke. I thought it was satire. And it was not. That shit was earnest. I don't understand.
I'm sorry. I went and looked at this Lil Nas X tweet and I'm crying.
Lil Nas X tweet was so funny. He's ridiculous. But, I mean, I feel like Lil Nas X is a good place to wrap up the podcast. Because niggas like Lil Nas X too. Niggas like Red Lobster. Niggas other than Jewel. Jewel, do you identify as a nigga?
Sequoia, are you well? You know that I'm a Negro. I don't understand the question.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you know, because niggas love Red Lobster. And like Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. If you don't like Mary Louster, then you ain't black.
I saw that quote and I said, Joe, I'm embarrassed.
Joey, you know who? Why?
Don't you got too comfortable, Joe.
You got way too comfortable.
Joe, you don't need to say nothing till the student loan debt is gone.
Let me tell you
something. Don't say nothing else because we don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear shit.
We don't want to hear it, babe. We don't want to hear it.
And until you're forgiving these motherfucking student loans, until I hear it's a permanent disruption of student loans instead of just an extension on these little whatever, I don't give a fuck about nothing that you have to say. Please.
Zip your lips. And don't be up here talking about don't be up here talking about we black people go up for you, because it's debatable. We could one day take it back. You know that. You know black people will take back their support real quick.
You know who had to learn that the hard way? Daniel Caesar. Stop playing with it.
Because I said it's here one day and going to next. Because black people will revoke their support real quick, honey. Know that.
Really swiftly. So stop playing with us. We don't do that. We don't do that. So forgive these student loans. Stop playing with me. Thank you for coming on this podcast this week, Jewel. I hope the fans are happy to see you back. Yes. Jewel is also in the middle of a hair tutorial for me that I have special requested. So I'm feeling very good, feeling the love. I can't wait to get clam chowder handmade and prepared by Jewel for her 30th birthday.
You're pushing it.
Mama.
You're going to get the rest of this tutorial and that's about it.
Jewel, do you want to tell them where you can find them? Is that something that you want? You can tell them where you can find them. Where they can find
you. Yeah, my social media is at Jewel Wicker Show on Twitter and on Instagram. And that's really it. My TikTok, I don't share with people because I just want to lurk. Hey.
I am Sequoia, your host of Black People Love Paramore. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. If you would like to rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, you can do it on Spotify now. Go ahead and do that. Would have been greatly appreciated. Again, if you're going to rate us less than 5 stars, keep it. Don't just keep it. One. And two, actually, if you could write a review out, would love that. Would love to see it. Thank you very much. Please feel free to email us at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. You can connect with us on social media across all platforms at BPLPpod. And I will see you in 2 weeks. You know, this show comes out every other Thursday. In case y'all forgot, look for us in 2 Thursdays. And if you have an idea for an episode topic, shoot it in my email. DM it to me. Whatever you're going to do. I'll see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye, y'all.